Time to go to our next guest. He's a Crows star and he's brought to us by...
Brody Smith from the Crows here and proud ambassador for Murray Bridge Toyota.
Boy, do I love these Crows!
It's time to catch up with one of my teammates.
We're the pride of South Australia.
Lee Smith!
We're the mighty and lame.
Yes, he's introducing his teammate, all right, and his name is Richard Douglas. Dougie, how are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, guys. Thanks Dougie. For the introduction, Brody. That was first class, wasn't it?
He's really making a play for a media career. He's all over the Crows website interviewing the players.
He's
now
very
he's
good too.
Introducing them on the radio. Hey, pretty pleasing weekend of footy, and your body of work that you're building over 3 weeks is starting to look really solid.
Yeah, it's been a pleasing couple of weeks for us. You know, beaten two really good sides, and I think the positive from the weekend was just our contribution from 22 blokes over four quarters, which was fantastic. So that's something we pride ourselves on and something we'll be looking to do again Saturday night. So that was pleasing.
Has the team's form to date surprised you, Dougie?
No, it hasn't. You know, we worked really hard over the summer on some deficiencies that we had last year, and I thought we played really well round one without getting the job done, and you know the last 2 weeks have really reflected, I think, where we're heading. So it's been exciting, but yeah, no surprise for us.
Okay, the fast ball movement for me is the thing. The link up, the run with hand and foot. At times, it's been breathtaking, Dougie.
Yeah, it's been really good, and it's a good reward. You know, we worked really closely with Pikey and the assistants on our skills. You know, it's something we identified late last year as a weakness, and probably coughing over too many balls. In the middle of the ground and we couldn't defend. So it's something, as I said, we've worked on and we're getting some good reward for now, and you know, teams are finding it hard to defend against us. So that's been pleasing. And the kick, you know, over 20 goals, you know, 2 weeks in a row has been great. So it's good footy to watch, I guess.
Yeah, and it's going to have to stand up against Sydney and Hawthorn in the next 2 weeks. You're confident it can?
Yeah, we hope so. You know, we believe in, you know, what we can bring and our structures and the game plan, all that sort of stuff. So I think if we can win the contest, you know, in the midfield and get enough supply to our dangerous forwards, then we'll go a long way to, you know, beating Sydney this week. So, it's an exciting challenge for us and one we're definitely up for.
Yeah, look, your midfield has been really solid. The numbers are right up there with any in the competition. But you come up against a midfield that's in really great form. Luke Parker's been almost the form player of the competition. You've got Kennedy, who we know is good, and Mitchell was in outstanding form as well. So Chuck Hannabring in there, Jared McVeigh might be back. So it's a great test for you guys at home this week.
Yeah, you know, as you mentioned, we've got some super players in some really good form. So it's another big challenge for our group, particularly in the midfield. And, you know, it's one we're looking forward to. I thought we were good on the weekend. Over four quarters, we were really consistent. And I think we've also shown we've got some good depth as well. It's going to be a good challenge for us. And I think if we can at least break even in that area and get enough support to our forwards, as I mentioned, hopefully we can kick that winning score. So it's going to be a good test and one that I'm looking forward to.
What's it like in that midfield without Patrick Dangerfield? Is there any difference?
No, not really. You know, we rely on everyone that goes through there. You know, with rotations being capped now, blokes are able to spend a bit more time forward and we probably spin more guys through the midfield. So I think it's helped. You know, we've seen Jared Lyons coming on the weekend and play a role. He did really well. And Dave McKay is in some good form, come up through the midfield. And obviously, Matty Crouch has taken another step. And then you've got the older heads like myself, Sloaney and Tomo, which is, you know, starting to play some good footy. So, you know, that depth is what you need in the midfield, and that's something that'll hold us in good stead for the rest of the year.
And I wasn't asking it to be, because I don't know the answer, Dougie, but you're in there all the time. And for me, it seems better. I mean, of course, do you want Patrick Dangerfield in your team? Of course you do. But you don't, you haven't. But it just seems the method or the mix of player or the quality of player around the contest now, it just looks a lot more efficient, Dougie.
Yeah, I think we've changed a few things structurally as well. So I think we've improved as a unit in that way as well. So that's probably a few things that you're noticing, I guess, with that.
Bit of better balance around the contest, a bit more outside.
Just
having a look at the last time you played Sydney, it probably won't please you if you have to look back at it. You got absolutely smashed in most areas of the game. One in particular that really stood out, they had 136 more uncontested possessions. They just chipped it round. You couldn't get any pressure on them. I'd say you're in a vastly different headspace now in terms of the pressure you're able to put on than where you were at that time last year.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, as you mentioned, that uncontested possession, that's probably the biggest stat in footy these days. If you can you know, win it convincingly, not to mention 136, whatever you said. But if you can win that stat comfortably, it's going to go a long way to winning the game. But we believe in the press we've brought the last few weeks. If we can bring that again this week against Sydney, that's it's going to shut them down in that chip mark sort of thing, as you mentioned. So, you know, we need to bring the heat. And if we can do that, that's it's going to put them under pressure. And hopefully we can cough the ball up and, you know, go straight down the guts on the way back.
There's no doubt the skill level by foot has improved over the months. B. Smith off one step was as good as Darren Jarman. Sloney got a beautiful goal off of one step. You got a couple off a one-step, Dougie, and both 55, 60-metre kicks. You've got Seedsman, some real elite legs in the team now, which has helped that game style.
Yeah, as I mentioned, we've worked on a lot, but I think now with the pressure that comes at AFL level, you've got to be able to kick off one step, and that's just what it takes now. There's not enough time and space to get your legs going and take 3 and 4 steps before you can kick it. Sometimes you're required to, you know, just pull the trigger off that one step. So that's something we've, again, worked on, and it's good to see it's starting to pay off.
Well, and that's everyone, even Hartigan. That it must have been a real focus, because that's something I have really noticed. One step, turn, bang, and you spot the target up. It's been brilliant.
Yeah, it's good. You know, the footy's changed a lot. You know, I remember coaches early days saying, don't kick off one step, or, you know, don't kick around corners. But, you know, that's how far the game's come, and the pressure that teams bring you, you know, you have to be required to do that now. So, you know, footy's changing, and, you know, some guys display some great skills now, which is fantastic to watch.
Talk to us about the starter games. What we've seen so far, it seems as if teams are really fresh and that pressure is really hot. And I noticed on the weekend, the first 10 minutes, I think you guys were going at 38% disposal efficiency and Richmond were going at 40. So there's that early part of the game where it's just get it and get it going your way. And then as the game unfolds and open up, then it's the chance to use your game style. Is that how you're reading it a bit in the first three games?
Yeah, totally. You're right there. The first 10 minutes, as you mentioned, is electric, and particularly under the roof of Etihad, it's even quicker. But I think for us, the most pleasing thing that came out of the weekend was our ability to match their pressure early. I thought they were really good in the first 10 minutes. Sustain that and then even go past them. And, you know, we went into quarter time with a 2-goal lead, which I felt sort of set the game up for us and set the tone. So, you know, last year we weren't great with our starts, and this year we've, again, that's been a focus for us, and we've been able to tick that box so far. And again, that'll be a huge part of Saturday night becoming our focus.
Dougie, you're in ripping form now. Will you boo Kurt Tippett, even if it is under your breath?
No, we'll leave that for the fans. I'm sure they'll have a bit of fun with that. We'll see what they come up with.
Well, I'm going to lead the charge. I'm going to be the captain of the booing.
Surprise, surprise.
Bix isn't a booer. But
I thought you wanted to get over that one out.
No, I'm a good hater, Dougie. But do you think it'll rattle him or spur him? You know him reasonably well, because if you think it's going to spur him on, it's a bit like Steve Waugh. Mm. Don't sledge Steve Waugh or get a ton. So do you think it's going to rattle him? Because if you do, we'll boo, and if you don't, we won't. Your call.
I'm not sure. We'll see with the first kick how it goes. If he shanks the first one, well, then I encourage everyone to do it. But if he kicks it, maybe just tuck it away.
Yeah, good work. Hey, Dougie, all the best, mate. You're in ripping form. I think we gave him best, didn't we?
We did,
in
3 votes. 5AA
awards.
Douglas.
Yeah, Douglas. That's keep up choice. The great form. Good work. You work both ways. That one-step kick is electric. And have a good win on the weekend with a bit of luck.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for that.
Well, there you go. Good special guest, Richard Douglas.
Brought to you by Murray Bridge Toyota, with concierge care to make your experience fun and hassle-free.